This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid an intensifying diplomatic standoff between India and Canada, the U.S. ambassador to Canada confirmed that it shared intelligence and informed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of the possible involvement of Indian government agents in the murder of a Canadian citizen. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
That's according to a CTV News interview to be aired on Sunday with U.S. Ambassador David Cohen, who said the intelligence came from the Five Eyes network, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged India to work with Canada on the investigation into possible involvement of Indian government agents in Nijjar's murder.
From our perspective, it is critical that the Canadian investigation proceed. And it would be important that India work with the Canadians on this investigation.
Blinken is the most senior U.S. official to have commented on the diplomatic dispute. The U.S. and other traditional Canadian allies have so far taken a cautious approach to the matter, as political experts said this was partly because the U.S. and other major players see India as a counterweight to the growing influence of China.
An attack in Somalia kills at least 18.
An explosives-laden vehicle has detonated at a security checkpoint in the central Somali city of Beledweyne. Authorities say at least 18 people were killed and 40 others were wounded in Saturday's attack. A state health official confirmed the deaths and says half of the wounded are in critical condition and need to be airlifted to Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, for advanced medical treatment. Beledweyne is the capital of the Hiran region and has been the center of the Somali government's latest military offensive against East Africa's Al-Qaeda affiliate, Al-Shabaab. There was no immediate claim of responsibility.